I am Archbishop Gustavo, Archbishop of San Antonio, Texas. The experience of the U.S. Church in the last couple of years and in years to come has been centered on the Eucharist. The Eucharist as a gift of Jesus to us. He wanted to stay with us, to be our nourishment. He is the bread of life. He is the bread of the people of God. And knowing that, we, as we receive Jesus in the Eucharist, we become more and more Christ-like in our words, in our actions, in our interactions with each other. This blessing needs to permeate all the places and environments where we moved in. In the Archdiocese of San Antonio, we began doing this process at the level of the parishes. And then we did it at the level of the priests and the deacons, and eventually as a deaneries. So 7 parishes together, or 10 parishes, or 12 parishes, to experience through the process of synodality, what does it mean, the Eucharist for them, and how the Eucharist is really the center our lives as Catholics, especially the celebration of the Sunday Mass. And in all this process for 1.5 years has been bearing fruits of union, communion with the Lord, who gives himself as a gift to us, but also a communion with one another. In other words, Jesus left himself to be present with us in order to be one with him and one with one another. And how we show that? Well, it's very difficult to look at the Lord in the consecrated bread and consecrated wine and to close our eyes to our brothers and sisters in need. So, especially the most vulnerable. Pope Francis has constantly invited us to look beyond. The Eucharist is not a private gift. It's a gift for humanity, for the transformation of the world, but has to be through us and with us, with our willingness to be the body of Christ, to build up the body of Christ. What we did for our Eucharistic Congress in San Antonio was 2 days. Last week, Friday in each parish, and they were creative. Each parish decided how to celebrate the gift of the Eucharist in their community. And Saturday, all together in a university setting. And the sense of belonging, the sense of being fed, the sense that we are the body of Christ. That's why Jesus wants us to receive him. A big difference of just washing a mass on TV, to receive him in the bread and wine consecrated, because that builds unity in the community, in the listening of the word, in the asking of forgiveness together, to forgive each other, to love each other more and better. That is what the Eucharist does. And so we're so grateful, because this is a gift. We don't buy it. We don't deserve it. It's just pure gift, the pure love of Christ. After we had been walking in a synodal way in the archdiocese and diocese throughout the United States, and being more and more mindful of how centered we should be in the Eucharist, let's get ready. Let's be awake. Let us not fall asleep, as we know that next year we will celebrate a Eucharistic Congress at the level of the nation. Our nation needs to wake up and to realize the beautiful gift of Jesus in the Eucharist. It will take place in Indianapolis. Please, at least search Eucharistic Congress Indianapolis, USA, and you will find all the information that you need to be part of that encounter that will not be just on the level of family, parish, deanery, diocese, archdiocese, or region, but at the level of the nation, so that may Jesus reign in our country. He wants to feed everyone. The question is, do you want to be fed? Welcome to Indianapolis 2024 Eucharistic Congress. See you there. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.